investments in your community. The Family Center doing the hardest, some of the hardest, most vital work in our community. You help them do that by dropping off paper towels or simple to eat items, mm-hmm. things like that.
Diapers. Right now we have a couple of little explosive children.
Three
sizes, 3 and 4.
Keep the diapers coming, everybody. You know what we're talking about.
A large family, and so they're going through diapers like crazy, and they're not cheap.
Cannot thank you enough, Sue. Please say hi to the staff for us. You guys be safe and take good care, and have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Thanks.
We'll have more for you tomorrow right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by General Steel.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A 53-year-old man who crashed his SUV through the front window of an Apple store near Boston is now charged with reckless homicide by motor vehicle. He'll be arraigned today. One person was killed, at least 16 injured. Kathleen Liam-Bruno's brother manages the store.
I'm devastated for those people that are so injured and for that one poor soul that's no longer here.
That person is identified as 65-year-old Kevin Bradley of New Jersey. The 22-year-old accused of killing 5 people and wounding 17 at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs is facing murder and hate crimes charges. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, one of the first openly gay cabinet members, tells CBS News.
There has always been a relationship between the social and political demonization of a group and that group's vulnerability to being physically attacked.
An Army veteran who helped tackle and disarm the shooter credits his military training for his quick action. Thanksgiving travel is roaring back after a pandemic lull. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve is at O'Hare Airport in Chicago.
Thank you for flying United.
Helping passengers avoid shocks has Edwin Gonzalez at work by 3 a.m. He logs 10 miles of walking a day, making sure the check-in process goes smoothly.
Helping here, stopping here, helping the customers, calling me for the machines.
And before anyone's nonstop pushes back from the gate, twins Corey and Courtney Wimberly are making sure their bags go with them. Working this Thanksgiving will be a family affair.
Does it make working the holiday a little better that you guys get to do it together?
Way better. Work out here and have some fun and get the job done.
An appeals court says some Georgians can head to the polls in a few days to cast ballots in the Senate runoff election between Republican Herschel Walker and Democrat Raphael Warnock. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Courts have blocked attempts by the state to not allow voting on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Some counties in Georgia are going to permit early voting as early as this Saturday. Otherwise, early voting begins next week. Republicans are helping raise big money. The one big name now that we know is involved in this is former President Barack Obama, who's heading back to campaign with Warnock next week.
A stunning upset for Argentina at the World Cup.
Messi putting one up. Alois came out late, but he got a piece. Cleared up the line.
We're in
scramble mode, frantic mode, playing it in. Head on, Alois.
Superstar Lionel Messi and his teammates outmatched by Saudi Arabia 2-1. One data company projected Saudi Arabia had only an 8.7% chance of winning. This is CBS News.
If you're a business owner renting or leasing, you can save a ton of money and own a custom-designed building made by General Steel. Just call 888-74-STEEL and get a quote today.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. It's true, for the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members now. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, so yeah, they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, before November 30th, they will waive your new member fee, so you're going to save even more. MediShare is the gold standard in healthcare sharing, and joining right now makes a lot of sense. Again, pay no new member fees if you join now and start enjoying great savings and a great way to handle your healthcare. Call now, 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE, 866-88-BIBLE.
After I came home from Iraq, I could still hear the booms. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
Thanks to DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Portage County Public Safety Emergency Management Committee will meet at 8 a.m. on Wednesday, November 23rd at the Portage County LEC Training Room, 1500 Strongs Avenue in Stevens Point. Belen Health and Gunderson Health System have announced that they plan to begin combined operations on December 1st. Belen and Gunderson announced June 1st they were deep into discussions of a planned merger of equals to strengthen the personal, local medical care and experience for which they are known for in their respective communities. The merger allows the health systems to offer access to more resources and a broader network of services that will improve care for the patients and families they serve. The anticipated closing date on the merger is November 30th, with operations beginning December 1st. The system's headquarters in both Green Bay and La Crosse will remain with balanced leadership. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Turn Civic Media off.
Just have us on, all the time.
Tell Alexa, just keep it going.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Wisconsin, welcome Richland, Center, Oshkosh, Wausau, Amory, our home base in Waukesha. Tonight you can catch us in Madison. We are streaming on all the important streamers. Thank you so much for joining us. We are Jane and Carol, who are in for Kristen Bry, who's on her honeymoon. She'll be back Monday.
Well, that's lovely.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it's really great. I put my big hand up there on the... There we go.
There.
She's been gone for... You need a couple of weeks after you have the big nuptials in order to try and kind of get your bearings and figure out, you know, your new situation. So that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have a wonderful, wonderful show coming up today. We're going to be joined by Patty Habeck from Feeding Wisconsin is going to join us this hour. Next hour from the Midwest Farm Report. I love this woman, Pam Yonke is going to join us to talk about what farmers will be hoping for Christmas. And then in the last hour is joining us at 1:30 today will be truly remarkable Loon.
I can't wait. I mean, I was watching, you sent me the link for him and
what a life.
An incredible life, you know, and so what's the word I'm looking for? Unusual. You know, it's just how he came about to do what he's doing, which is juggling and entertaining and being kind of a slash comedian in addition to everything else. I just find it the whole story was absolutely fascinating, and he's going to kind of wrap it up with a big bow very soon.
Yeah, he's got his last show is coming up. I think it's Friday. I'm pretty sure it's Friday. So he's been based in Madison he's been doing this for 47 years. He actually has a social security card that says Truly Remarkable Loon. I talked to him on the phone and I called him Mr. Loon and he corrected me and said, no one calls me Mr. Loon.
So it's just Loon?
It's just Loon.
Okay.
He goes by Loon.
Well, I can't wait to I want him to tell the story of how that name came about, how the moniker came about, because it's really a cute story.
It is. There are several elements to it. So he's going to be joining us at 1:30, the final half hour of the show. So I hope you can stick around for that. Wanted to start off things, Carol, just to talk about last night's memorial service here in Waukesha for the victims of the Waukesha Christmas parade attack. Hundreds of people came out and wore blue and sang and... The mayor, Sean Riley, spoke. Governor Tony Evers spoke. And you can't say that you ever get over something like this.
Right, right.
But again, just to see the community come together like it has, I think is really inspiring.
Well, it was a very sweet, well thought out event. And I too thought it was wonderful how everybody, and it's not just the community of Waukesha, the entire state, the entire, I mean, we were flying our flag at half staff because that was deemed that we were what was going to happen in the state. And I just think the entire state has become very unified. This is a been something that people, it just, it hurts. It hurts. It hurts. And we feel badly for the these families that are going into the holidays with, you know,
empty spots.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And even for those survivors, you know, we used to talk about this with gunshot wounds when the news reports, you know, survived this this gunshot wound. That doesn't mean that their life isn't permanently altered.
Oh, no. Their gunshot wounds are absolutely devastating.
But, but also these the injuries that these folks suffer,
unbelievably devastating. And, you know, and I couldn't believe that it happened again with that pickup. Did you see that parade with that pickup truck? And I was just like, what are we doing to one another? Why are people, this is what I don't understand. Why are people so, and I just drove in from the Mequon area and I saw some of the most unbelievable things on the freeway. And it's just like, why are you so angry? Why are people so mad all the time? I always say, you know, it's not worth it for me to stay mad because it's like it sucks the life out of you, you know? I mean, it's an energy vampire.
Yes.
And I just don't understand what. Now, we know this idiot got into an argument, and that's kind of what precipitated what happened here in Waukesha. But I just feel so, there's just like a hole. You know what I mean? There's like a hole.
And unfortunately, that hole expanded over the weekend. Saturday, there was a mass shooting at a gay club in Colorado Springs.
Yes.
Where 5 people were killed. I believe 17 were injured. And one of the heroes of this story is Richard Fierro, who was in the military for 15 years. He was at that club with his family, his wife and his daughter. His daughter was there. They were there to see a friend of hers performing when the gunman came in. And keep in mind, I have read things that said that the police responded within 6 minutes. Within 6 minutes, that guy was able to kill 5 people and wound more than a dozen.
Right.
And This Richard Fierro, who was unarmed, just ran. He saw the flash of the muzzle and he just ran. He said, "I just went into mode."
It's a fascinating story because it was him and there were 2 men that were credited with being heroes and taking this guy down. But he talked about he saw the flash. He got behind something just to kind of assess the situation so that he didn't get hit himself and then went into go mode. And he said, it's just what you learn in combat. You just go. And he just knew that he had to, well, he had to protect his family and they were there for a birthday celebration and they wanted to see the show. And you wonder, could I be that person? I always think that, you know, could I be that person that would jump into action? And I would hope that I would be, but you never know.
You don't know.
You never know. But he really was composed and he knew exactly what he was doing. It was really remarkable.
It was. But I think, again, talking about how angry people are, and we've talked about this before, words matter, people. Words matter. Political advertisements targeting other people to make them other, that matters. Mm-hmm. And that can be enough to inspire someone to take a weapon and go into a club with people who are different because they're gay or whatever, or brown or female or a person of color. Words matter. And I think we need to hold our politicians more accountable for the messages that they send out.
I don't disagree with you, but I also believe that we need to hold ourselves and our fellow person accountable. If I hear something that I think is offensive, I'm going to jump in and say something. I've always been kind of that way. Maybe it goes back to the fact that, and it did not make this about me, but I was kind of a big kid when I was growing up, and I was kind of bullied. And I remember feeling really bad about that. And this one kid was just ruthless. And I finally just took matters into my own hands because I got sick and tired of him being so mean to me.
What did you do?
I threw him in a gutter and
beat him up. And you were how old? 8, 9 I was grade school. It was grade school.
Protecting your, sticking up for yourself.
But, you know, when you go back to that words matter, I remember how hurtful the things that he would say.
Sure.
And so maybe that's where I get my kind of like crazy activism in stepping in, because of the fact that I'm not going to allow you to speak to somebody like that. That's just completely unacceptable. Going back to the politicians, you know, I always call it chin boogie. Don't give me the chin boogie during the campaign. I want to hear and see what you're going to do when you get into office. Show me that you mean exactly what you say. And I think that that applies to all of us, really.
Absolutely. We need to hold each other to higher standards.
Exactly.
And be kinder to one another. I think that would be nice, especially as we head into the holidays.
Well, it does kind of kick in at the holidays, just because it's just when the holidays are done, people kind of forget about it. You get into, like, we get into the doldrums of Wisconsin, and it's dark, and people get kind of nasty, and it's just like it sounds very Pollyannish, but it's very simple. It's very simple, and you can make somebody's day just by saying hello. I go to the grocery store, and somebody says, "Hey, Carol, how are you?" I'm like, "Oh, isn't that nice?" They acknowledged my existence.
Yes,
you know,
as a human.
Right, right.
And it doesn't have to be a big thing. I will compliment people for just about anything: their shoes, their hairstyle, their whatever, perfume. It does make a difference, and it does cut through.
Right, right.
Unfortunately, what gets clicks and what makes money is hatred. That's the moneymaker.
Well, it is. You're not wrong. I mean, you're definitely not wrong.
The outlets that spew hate do this for money and profit, and to target someone to make them the other. So that will distract you from the bigger problems that are facing the country, and get you to focus on what they want you to focus on is that other.
Right, right. I just think that, you know, it does start at the top. And if we see our politicians doing nice things for people and reaching out and being a part of our community, I think there's a trickle-down theory, and people will kind of follow that.
Yes. We need good examples, right? We need people to be... Let's try and be our best selves.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, and you know what? We all have rotten days. We all have crabby moments and things like that. But usually mine, and I have a wicked, I do, and we're talking about tempers. I have a wicked temper. But in 5 minutes, it's gone. And I always end up going, "I'm really sorry. I didn't mean it." It's just like, you know, I got frustrated. But I think, and that, I think, doesn't happen too much anymore either. It's like, you know, if you make a mistake, own it. It's okay.
Absolutely.
It's okay.
We have more respect for you if you own your mistakes, right?
Right.
Instead of trying to shove it off onto somebody else or just pretending that it never happened.
Right.
We are up against the break. When we come back, a happy story about those plane puppies. That is coming up next. 844-967-2789 or 844-96-PARTY. That's how you can get a hold of us. We're Jane and Carol in for Kristen Bryan. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network.
Fly your team flag.
Down he goes. Another sack.
Cue up, jump around, and rep your Cardinal and white Bucky gear.
He's gone all the way.
It's Badger football.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Let's go.
6 more on the board for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Join us Saturday. It's the regular season finale against the rival Gophers. Our coverage begins at 12:30.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you?
you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Yay.
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Carolyn Jane, Jane and Carol, in for Kristen Bry. 844-967-2789. If you ever want to shoot us a text or give us a call, we are happy to and love to hear from you. You were with me last Wednesday.
Yes.
And just the day, this was only happened 5 days ago. Doesn't time just go?
The first half of this year went like molasses for me, but well, then, yeah. You know, once I got surgically fixed, now everything's just flying
now that
by.
You're titanium.
I'm Wonder Woman. I'm Wonder Woman.
She can leap tall buildings. It's incredible.
Exactly, exactly. So, yes, I was here last Wednesday, and that was right after that plane went down at Western Lakes.
Yes, over 50 puppies, 53 puppies, and 3 people were in that plane that went down and landed in the Western Lakes Golf Club. They were heading to Hawes, Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha. And we had the chance to talk to Lynn, your friend, who's the head of the right. executive director over there. Mm-hmm. And this is something that they do regularly.
Which, I really don't think an awful lot of people realize how much they do that. And most of these animals that they bring up do come from the South,
yep.
where they have very different rules and regulations when it comes to spaying and neutering and things like that. My Beauregard, who I got from Haas, I talk about him all the time, but he's just like, he's my love.
Yes.
And he doesn't have teeth in the front, like in the back. He only has like canines and a couple of teeth. And my vet, and Haas did say he came from the South. You don't know. It was probably he was chained up someplace and he was trying to chew to get away. And you just don't know what they've been through
of
at
course.
The South. And so in order to get them out of that atmosphere, they bring them up here and we adopt them out. And most of those dogs go fast.
They do. They really do. What I love about this story, this is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, by the way. The second that Lake Country EMT responders got to the scene, at least several of them said, I knew I had to adopt one of these dogs. So they were the first responders who were helping unload these animals. And several of them said, I've never owned a dog before, but I'm going to think about this guy for the rest of my life if I don't
sure.
take him home. So I just love warm fuzzies like this. 3 dogs have been adopted by rescuers so far. Some 10 more are still in the adoption process. Again, all of the humans and all of the dogs, some suffered minor injuries, but it's just miraculous.
Right. What's remarkable is that I spoke to somebody who was part of the first responders team. And what I did not realize, the heroics that the pilot was able to pull off,
because
it was in a nosedive, and he was able to pull the nose up. He clipped those wings off purposely.
Really?
Yeah. That was what I was told. That was my understanding, was that he was afraid he was going to end up on 94.
Oh, Lord.
So he got it to a position where he got the nose up and then brought it down so he could hit those trees and knock those wings off so that he could
slow down.
Get it down. Right. Right. And as Lynn told us, she said the crates were mangled, but the dogs survived miraculously. So, you know, it's a win-win on all fronts.
It absolutely is. And again, thank you to the first responders. Thank you to all the volunteers, because they were at the airport waiting for this thing to come in.
Yeah.
And then shifted over to the golf course and got everybody out and everybody safe. And again, I'm sure that those puppies are going to go fast. If you are considering adopting an animal for the holidays, and these puppies are all gone, don't forget, there are still older shelter dogs,
right?
Wonderful older shelter dogs who have been waiting for a forever home for a really long time.
Well, and I can attest to that, because I have always gotten puppies, always rescues, but they're always puppies. And Beauregard was, they said about 4. And that was the first adult dog that I had ever adopted. And I can absolutely attest to you, he's so happy at the house. I said, life's good at the palace, isn't it, Pop? And, the minute, it was just like, oh, somebody wants me, you know, as an older dog. And I've been shuttled here and there and everywhere. And there are some lovely senior dogs. You know, if you've got it in your heart to give up to a 10 or a 12-year-old and just walk them through the rest of their life, God bless you.
There is a woman that I used to work with, Brenda, a heart of gold, who it is her mission in life. This is what she believes she is called to do, is to rescue senior dogs. And like you said, she is with them and gives them the most wonderful, wonderful life for as long as they have.
Yep.
And then she is there to help them cross the Rainbow Bridge. So that takes a truly special really special human being.
I've got a friend of mine, Bjorn, who's actually one of the premier drag queens in the city, BJ Daniels, and he does the same thing. He's smaller.
Smaller senior dogs?
He does smaller senior dogs. He's always posting. He's like, I just got this little guy, and it's a chihuahua, and the tongue's hanging out the side. And he goes, he's blind and deaf, but he's the nicest dog.
Oh.
You know, and he does the same thing, where he's able to walk them to the Rainbow Bridge and over and give them the last few moments of their life a true blessing.
It's a gift.
Yeah, it is.
It really is a gift.
It sure is.
Well, I hope you can stick with us. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Patty Habeck from Feeding Wisconsin.
Oh, yes.
And you've talked to Patty many times before.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very important what she's going to tell us.
And how you can help. That's all coming up next. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Quality Foods makes Thanksgiving meal planning easy. Get your Thanksgiving dinner from Quality Foods on Baker and West Grand. Complete heat and serve whole turkey or turkey breast dinners with mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, green bean casserole, and more. Even your choice of dessert. Just reheat and serve. Voila! Thanksgiving dinner is done. While supplies last, call ahead by November 21st to order. Thanksgiving dinners and the fixins from Quality Food Baker and West Grand at Wisconsin Rapids. Get the details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you. Or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoosels at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Your home is where you should feel the safest, but the air there can be more dangerous, up to five times more polluted than outside air. Let us help you take the steps toward making it a healthier home with our Bryant Indoor Air Quality Solutions. We can help with everything from whole home air purifiers to indoor humidity control. To schedule an evaluation of your home's air, visit Bryant.com to find a local dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Normal Park in Merrill has experienced a high level of vandalism since the summer, and officials are planning to add extra surveillance, hoping to catch or deter the vandals. The park has only been open for 3 years and is an inclusive playground with modified equipment as well as traditional playground equipment. This string of vandalism has racked up costs and fees to fix what has been damaged, and Mayor Steve Haas told WAOW News 9 that it takes a lot of manpower to fix the issues as well as money, and now the kids are without the equipment. He expressed what a shame this is and, along with Merrill Police, is asking anyone to report any suspicious activity in the area immediately. The head of Quick Trip says he'll retire at the end of the year. Donald Zitlow has been with the company for more than 50 years, and president and CEO for the last 22. His son, Scott Zitlow, will retire as a professor of surgery at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, to take over next year. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with a high of 39. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 18. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Mainly sunny skies. Tomorrow, highs level off around 44. Highs level off around 44. Thursday, under cloudy skies. 40 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26.
We all have done a lot of work together in the past.
We have. You know, when you're working in community, it's easy to intersect with other good people, and that's how we spent our time previous to this.
So, well, tell us what we're looking at. Let's get down to the brass tacks, honey. You know, what do we need to do? What's the need out there? I would assume it's pretty big.
The need is huge. And, you know, I say that every year, but especially this year, there is just the unfortunate situation where we're still seeing that leftovers from the height of the COVID pandemic, which has left an increased demand on the pantry system. And then you add that to some supply chain issues, and then you add on top of that inflation. Families are really, really stretched this year and are really struggling. And so that's what we're facing as we look at Thanksgiving this year.
Patty, how many people do you help on a monthly basis?
So it's upwards of 500,000 in a year. And so, I mean, you could just kind of break that down. But these 500,000 people in need, you know, I almost don't use that statistic very often because I really want people to understand that that's a huge number, but it's all made up of children or seniors or names and faces. And you know, when you think of it as 500,000, you just kind of lose sight of the fact sometimes that is a lot of individual people with individual stories and individual families and needs.
You know, now I know we want to bring the holidays obviously into light, but this is an ongoing problem that I think sometimes people they do something at the holidays and then they kind of forget about it. And we want this to be at the forefront of their mind all year long, right?
Absolutely. You know, hunger is a massive issue. And sometimes, you know, we've been working on it for so long that sometimes we lose sight of the fact that this is just a big problem that is constantly needing support from neighbors to help neighbors. You know, we always say food is a consumable commodity, and therefore, you know, people get food, they eat food, they need food. And that gets repeated. And right now during the holidays, it's top of mind for people. But right after the holidays, our concern is that come January and February, we start to see that decline in giving. And it's not that people are less generous. It's just that, you know, we made it past the holidays and people switch gears, and we just need to make sure people don't switch gears.
What I think that you said was so important too, Patty, is that all of these individuals have a face and a name and a history and a story. And I think it's easy to put a blanket umbrella over who is seeking help. And I just don't think that those stereotypes are applicable anymore.
They really aren't. You know, we run a program called Food Leaders Lab. And what that is really the gathering of the voices of lived experience. And when you start to hear the stories of people's journey through hunger, or some of them are still struggling with it, what we really see is that there's a million different reasons why people are experiencing food insecurity. And there's a lot of different ways that people handle it. And sometimes they need more support, and sometimes they just need a little bit. And so, yes, that 500,000, it's all different stories of people, real people. And genuinely, it is people who just would prefer not to be in the situation, but they are proud, and it's difficult to ask for help. But, you know, I always say, if you need help, ask for it, because someday you may be on the other side of the table and be able to offer help to somebody else who needs help.
Tell me a little bit more about Feeding America and exactly what the territory that you cover and how people can partake in what you have to offer.
Absolutely. So Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin is the largest hunger relief organization, as you said. And what that means is we cover 35 counties. So we're in about 65% of the state. We're also partnered with the other side of the state through other food banks. But we're independent. We're local. We were founded by the Milwaukee Rotary Club. So we were founded in Milwaukee. We were kind of loved into existence by leaders in Milwaukee who wanted to see a food bank really be able to reach and stretch and cover the needs of food pantries, meal programs, and emergency shelters across Southeast and eventually Eastern Wisconsin.
So let me get this straight. So you supply food to like shelters, and that people go there. They don't go straight to your place and get this stuff. Right.
For the most part, that's right. As a food bank, what the idea really was when food banks were founded, it was that they were founded in order to use a collective voice of food pantries to purchase at scale, to push down costs, to be able to access things from manufacturers and retailers that they might not have been able to get on their own. So think of it more along the lines of like a co-op model. But as food banks grew, we're 40 years old now, as food banks grow, we also know that part of our responsibility is to know where more assistance is needed. So in some areas of our territory, there aren't any food pantries. There's gaps. And when there's gaps, we will do direct service to clients in need. But it's our preference to go through the food pantries so that we're really working in collaboration and partnership with communities.
Patty Habeck is the president and CEO of Wisconsin's largest food bank, Feeding America of Eastern Wisconsin, which covers 35 counties, providing essential foods for more than 400 pantries in different parts of Wisconsin. What is it that you're looking for primarily now, Patty? Is it cash donations? Is it goods?
Yeah. So what we always say that we need on a typical time of year is food funds and friends. And so food or financial donations are two things. And then friends would be the need for volunteerism, giving your time. We always need those things. And so we would encourage you to think about food funds and friends. But at this time of year, what we ask for most are financial donations. And the reason is, first of all, we fortunately have a lot of volunteers. So we feel pretty good in that space. But the financial donations we're using right now, our $1, we can stretch to be about $10 worth of groceries or four meals. And at that scale, we are able to provide a lot more food. We are so appreciative when people donate food, and we will never tell people not to do that. Some people liked the feeling of buying something and then donating it, and we will absolutely support and encourage and respect that. At this time of year, we want to try to get as much as possible, and so financial donations are most helpful.
All right. Well, once we move past the first of the year, let's talk about, let's say, okay, so now you get your financial donations, and it's not like we don't want that to happen. What is the need as we move past the holidays? What kind of food commodities are you looking at that are really needed for families out there?
We follow a very specific nutrition policy. And so we are looking for things that are healthy foods. If you have access to things like proteins, produce, and dairy, those are our primary products. But if you're donating shelf stable because you're going to donate products to the food bank, it's easier to do shelf stable. Really look for things that are low in salt or low in sodium or certainly low in sugar. Things like canned fruits, canned vegetables, soups are really important, especially soups with pop tops, because a lot of the people that we serve don't have access to housing. And so sometimes those pop tops are just the easiest way to go. Peanut butter, that it will always be, we call it food bank gold. Peanut butter is always such a critical donation because it is a good protein that kids love, and we can use that in a variety of different ways. So I would just say, think nutrition is really important. We're not just trying to serve calories, but very specific calories. So we're helping and not harming people's health.
Well, and you make such a good point about those pop-tops that never would have crossed my mind.
No, not at all. That's really valuable information. Now, my question for you is, I know we talk about the kids a lot, and because nobody, you know, that pulls at the heartstrings, but there are a lot of seniors that are in trouble too.
Absolutely. And seniors are that population that I get very concerned about, because we have a hard time making sure that our seniors reach out for help when they need it. A lot of times it's the seniors that just don't want to reach out. They're too proud. And I'll, you know, one quick story is last year, I remember getting a referral to call a gentleman that somebody had a concern about. And when I called him, I asked him if he had food in his house, and he said, yes, I have food. He made some onion soup the week before. But when I asked him really to open up his cupboards and just like, let me know what he has in his cupboards. And I kind of covered it with by saying, you know, I want to know what he needed. He had a can of peas left. And to him, that was food. He didn't want to ask for help. To me, that was not what he needed. He needed to make sure he had his cabinets full enough that he'd be able to provide food for himself over multiple meals over multiple weeks.
And I wonder sometimes too, Patty, if, especially for the elderly, if there is a concern that they're going to lose their house or their autonomy if they reach out for help.
Yes, that we hear a lot as well. And, you know, what we really try to encourage is if you need help, please reach out. Because first and foremost, we need to take care of the health and your most basic needs, which is food and then also housing. And if that is a concern, we will, you know, really make sure that we're connecting them with the right resources so that they can retain both their ability to have food in the house as well as a home and a place to live.
You know, we were talking about this just last half hour about people and just people trying to treat people better and kinder. And I think what you're doing too is highlighting the fact that we as a community need to look out for our neighbors and our fellow person too. If you think that somebody, I mean, I know that I could go to my neighbors and put it delicately, you know, hey, and talk to them and see if I was worried about them. So I just think it's very important at this time of the year too is check up on your neighbors and make sure they're okay.
Absolutely. Especially this time of year, you know, Thanksgiving to me is not just about the food and the gathering of loved ones. All of that is important and we want everyone to experience that. But I always share with my staff that it's also about being grateful for the good that's around us. And we have good things to be happy about this year. It's so easy to get bogged down in what's wrong, but we have a lot of good things to be grateful for. And part of that is the ability that we have to care for each other as community, as neighbors, as neighborhoods. And we want to make sure people are doing that. Reach out to your neighbors, show gratitude.
Patty, for many years in one of my previous radio incarnations, we always did a big food drive the day before Thanksgiving. And I was continually amazed and impressed by the number of people who did not appear to be on the upper financial scale. They were the ones who would come in their paneled station wagon with seven big bags of groceries and 9 turkeys. They weren't Lexus driving, you know, nothing against Lexus drivers, but I'm always amazed by people who don't seem to have a lot and their willingness to give more.
Absolutely. You know, I think there's something to be said about having that lived experience, that lived expertise in this space is, you know, what it feels like to go without, to not have something, especially at this time of year when you're trying to gather with your family. And so we do see so much generosity coming from those either with that lived experience or if they feel that they have enough to be able to share what little they have remaining with each other. We see that all the time. And especially in our veteran community. In our veteran community, it's usually the vets that are giving every last bit of what they have to make sure other people have a good holiday.
I've said this so much, and we've all done our charitable contributions, but I just say the people of Wisconsin, all you got to do is ask. I mean, I have never seen anything like it in my life. And I've talked to other charities and they're like, how do you guys do this? And it's like, well, if you want to pick up the entire southeastern Wisconsin area and move it to Utah, yeah, then you'll get, you know, you'll get what you need. But that's not going to happen. That's not the case. But there's something about the people and the mentality of the Wisconsinite that all you got to do is tell them what you need and ask them. And man, they are there.
100% agree with you. Wisconsin is such a generous giving community. We understand neighbors so well, and we want to care for each other. And, you know, and to that end, Carol, I will say that I'm asking, you know, we do need help this year, making sure people have good holidays. We need help after the holidays. I'm asking on behalf of those 500,000 people in need.
Patty Habeck is the president and CEO of Wisconsin's largest food bank, Feeding America, Eastern Wisconsin. We are going to come back after the break and talk a little bit about volunteers and what makes a good volunteer and what some of their motivations are for doing what they're doing. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hi, everyone. Listen to my show, The Matt McNeil Show, weekday afternoons at 3 p.m. on the Shaw 101. 1 hour every weekday where we'll talk all sorts of things like politics, especially with what's going on this election season, plus a lot of other things, too. Parenting, the arts, religion, music, beer. If it matters to Wisconsin and Minnesota, we'll talk about it. Phone calls are welcome at 952-946-6205. For 1 hour each day, come see the train chimp, The Matt McNeil Show, with the aggressive progressive Matt McNeil, 3 p.m. weekday afternoons right here on the Shaw 101.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane and Carol with you until 2 o'clock. I love Bruno Mars so much. I'm just going to put a bow on myself and throw myself under his tree. I just want to give him a big squeeze. Thank you for joining us. Patty Habeck is the president and CEO of Feeding America in Eastern Wisconsin, and talking about what you can do as we head into the holidays and what you can do, probably even more importantly, Patty, right after the holidays. And none of these organizations in Wisconsin work without volunteers. So what are some of the stories of your volunteers? What is it that has motivated them to join you?
Our volunteers are the best. We have everything from our, what we call our regulars. Our regular volunteers are those that come usually weekly on the same times, so the same day. They've gotten to know each other. A lot of times they'll sit down and have coffee first and visit with each other. That's really great when you might be retired and looking for something to do on a regular basis and meet some new friends. But for the most part, where our volunteers come from are individuals or corporate volunteers that come on over and help us out. And they do anything we ask. And it's just so special to see this, from putting labels on frozen pizza, to labeling canned vegetables, sorting through retail donations. It doesn't really matter. They are just there for us. And we honestly could not do our work without them.
I got to be honest with you. I've toured your facility and I've witnessed your volunteers, and they are such a happy group. You know, everybody's got a smile on their face, whether they're driving a pallet someplace or they're packing up boxes or they're checking stuff out. Or first of all, it's an enormous facility. I mean, it really is a substantial facility. But there are just happy people. And I think that it's just, that's infectious. Like, I was walking through going, oh my God, I had this thing, you know, the guilt of not being able to help more people. And then I kind of walked through and I'm like, I want to invite all these guys over to my house. They're just wonderful people.
They are. We do. We turn on the music. We crank it up. Bruno Mars, perhaps. yes. We put on the music. We try to make it a very enjoyable experience. We let our volunteers know ahead of time what job they're doing, so they know how to dress. If we're working it with cold product, we let them know that, so they might bring jackets. We want them to be comfortable, because it is all about not just about the act of packing that food or sorting that food. It's really about the decision that that volunteer makes will be about the food, is really about the food that is getting into the person in needs. Freezers and refrigerators. So what we want is for our volunteers to come in, take their jobs seriously, but to have fun. And it is a very special, I often go out there and volunteer with alongside our volunteers, because it just brings me back to why we do the work we do.
If somebody wants to become a volunteer, how do they go about doing that?
The easiest way is to just visit our website at www.feedingamericawi.org. And on there, you're going to see a volunteer page, and you can choose to volunteer in Southeast Wisconsin or Northeast Wisconsin, out of our two different facilities. And then from there, you can go right in and look at the schedule, see what's available, and then match it up with your availability. We encourage people to look at our Saturday volunteer shifts so that you can bring your family out, or sometimes we do after hours or evening sorts. And that is just so that we can make sure that we are allowing the volunteer experience for everyone, no matter what shift somebody might be working.
Well, and it sounds like there's something for everybody, no matter your abilities. Not everybody has to lift a 50-pound bag of potatoes. You know, there's going to be something that everybody can do. I am super interested in forklift driving, Peg.
So forklift driving, we have to be careful of our OSHA rules. But still there is, and it's not just a forklift. You have to ask about the Zamboni, the scrubber that we use to clean the floor. That's usually people's favorite. But we also have that, to your point, we also have that service the skills-based volunteer program. And that is, if you have a special skill that you want to offer, let's say that you are, person who works with confidential information, you might be placed in our HR department. And so, because you know how to work with confidential information. If you have the interest in writing, we would use you to help us tell stories. Thank you cards. Sometimes we just put people at desk and ask them to help us really write thank you cards, because it's really about offering what it is that abilities you have. We're going to find something for you to help with. It's not just about the food.
Okay, so we talked about the website if you want to be a volunteer, but let's say there's somebody out there that wants to write you a big fat check. Where do they send it?
Well, big fat checks are always welcome. And we would have you send it to our address at 1700 West Fond du Lac Avenue in Milwaukee. And that's at 53205. If you are interested, or you have, sometimes it's not a check, sometimes it's stock or some other way of giving, just give us a call and we're going to be happy to talk with you and help make sure that the gift goes to where you want it to go.
And something to consider too, you know, with Thanksgiving right around the corner, if you do have relatives who are retired and you're worried about them becoming isolated, what a great sense of community, Patty. Like you mentioned, it becomes your own group of friends.
Absolutely. I always talk about that in community, because I want people to feel connected. And the best thing that we can do is make sure people are all working together, are connected. Collaboration, partnership with community is so critical. It's not just about the food, funds, or friends. It's not just about the money. It's really about how we all engage together to support those who need a little help. And then at some point, we may find ourselves on the other side of the table and need a little help.
Well, and you know what? I love the fact that you're local. I love the fact that you're serving the local community. And it's such wonderful, wonderful work. And I know that I want to be very strong when I say this. If you need help, don't be so proud that you think you don't need it. Just ask, and somebody will help you. That's another thing about your organization. It is very respectful of people and their person. You know what I mean?
Just absolutely.
Right. Absolutely. So, well, hey, and you know what? I have a personal thing for you to do. Just say hi to my buddy, Scotty Marshall, for me. Okay.
I will certainly do that.
And if you need any of the information that Patty just mentioned, you can find it on our blog. You can find it at asgoeswisconsin.com, also civicmedia.us. Brooke, our social media czar, has posted everything, so you can find everything you need to know to volunteer, to take part. Patty Habeck, the president and CEO of Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. It's been such a pleasure, Patty. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Patty.
Thank you.
You can count on me now. that's what friends are supposed to do. Oh yeah.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids, and I've got a good job.
Bye, Mom.
See you, Mom.
A pretty important job. Because of my family and my job, I really care about this neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood. Yes, there's some crime. And when I drive to work, like now, I realize that some people here don't trust the police. So the police should be reaching out to this community, and this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, that this department is reaching out to the community, and the community is doing its part. We're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. This is how we can all be safer. Get involved. Start the conversation.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.